everyone. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. I hope you had a great weekend and that you enjoyed listening or watching General Conference. Along those lines, we're looking at doing a special episode with one of the members of the General Relief Society presidency, and I'm looking for a little bit of listener feedback. So this one is just for the ladies, but if you think about this question, is there a talk that you felt was given just for you, or one that spoke directly to your heart? If you had this experience and would feel comfortable emailing me, I would love to have your feedback on this. You can send this to me at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org. You could also send a message to us on Facebook, and I can have our social media team pass it my way. But I would really love your feedback on this. Again, that email address is mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org. I'd like to start off today's episode by reading you an email that I received from Rosemary, and this is what she says. It's me again. I've written before. I have enjoyed Mormon Channel podcasts for over a year now. I cannot begin to imagine all I have learned from the likes of Legacy, Mormon Identities, and so many others. However, I'm completely hooked on teaching No Greater Call. About a year ago, I was called to be the gospel principles teacher in my ward. Now I've served a mission and had many teaching callings, so I had a pretty good idea that it is bad form to just recite material or talk at a class, but I had no idea of the possibilities. I think I've really been moved by Elder Bednar's interviews on the podcast the most. I will not and cannot ever see teaching the same again. Sometime around Thanksgiving, I took my chubby body out for a walk. I blasted some music and ran down a big hill. I was hooked. Turns out I guess I am a runner. It just took me 41 years to realize it, and running to know. I used music for several months to keep my mind off the task at hand and my body motivated. However, one day I clicked on a CES Fireside. Ooh, my favorites, she says, and I was hooked. Now I cannot remember the last time I ran to music. It just seems such a shame to waste that precious time of running to not be uplifted by the Spirit and taught. I'm not sure if I run more so I can have that uninterrupted time to listen to podcasts or to exercise, but either way, it's a win-win. Isn't that a great email from Rosemary? I laughed out loud when I read it. I thought it was so fun. And I imagine her running to the podcast. And I'm actually a runner myself, and I've never thought about running to a podcast before. I don't even use music. I actually just like to have nothing in my ears, and I kind of just use it as a time to think. But after Rosemary's experience, I'm kind of thinking maybe I should listen to a podcast and try that. It sounds like it might really get your mind off the pain of running sometimes. So, Rosemary, thank you. We're grateful for your email and glad that you're enjoying those podcasts while you run. We appreciate you sharing that with us. What's new at the Mormon Channel this week? I wanted to let you know of a couple of things that are actually new this week on the Mormon Channel. The first is that there's a new episode of Gospel Solutions for Families that you can find on the website. It's episode 55, and it's focusing on families that are separated by distance and how families can find, develop, maintain, and deepen relationships with those separated by distance if you live, you know, far away from your kids and how you can stay in touch with them. I was actually there when this particular episode was recorded, and there were a lot of great ideas. This episode features Brother Matthew O. Richardson of the Sunday School General Presidency, and he's speaking with the Sunday School General President Russell T. Osgathorpe and his wife Lolly Osgathorpe, as well as Sister Linda S. Reeves of the Relief Society General Presidency. So make sure and check out that episode, and especially if you have family that live far away, there really were some fun ideas. Today I'd like to welcome onto the show Marcos Montero and Alva Escarcega, two producers here at the Mormon Channel. Welcome, you two. I'm glad to have you on the show today.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting us.
Yeah, this is great to be here.
You two have come on the show today to make a very special announcement. Would you like to tell us what that is?
Yeah, let me start. We are going to launch, officially launch, the Canal Mormon in April 8th, and Alva can probably explain more.
Alva, tell us what's happening on April 8th.
That's the official launch for Canal Mormon. We have existed for about a year and 4 months, but we are ready to promote it.
What exactly is Canal Mormon?
Canal Mormon is the best way to describe it, I guess, it's like a multi-platform communication channel for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And the platforms we are on would be YouTube. We have our Facebook page, website, which would be canalmormon.org. We have it on Google+, Pinterest, Twitter, and mainly we have it on a live stream or a radio stream.
Wow, so this extends far more than just the radio stream. It's all over.
Right.
That's exciting. How wonderful. So which audience are you hoping to capture with this? What's your target audience, would you say?
We are targeting the countries they speak Spanish, the people they speak Spanish, or we will get the programs all in native language Spanish. It is a great way to communicate with members and non-members or inactive and spread the gospel to the world and to the Latin Spanish-speaking world. So we are looking forward for them to listen, and not only listen, but to interact with us through, you know, answers and questions and whatever we may be able to help to clarify or spread the gospel.
So what types of shows and programs can people expect to find on Canal Mormon?
Well, on the stream, we have a variety of talks from conferences and devotionals and conversations. We also have music. We are going to have stories from General Conference, questions and answers. So that's the type of thing that you can find on the stream. On the app, you can find series like Bible videos, Mormon messages, conferences, the complete thing, and other collections like devotionals. And also for kids, you'll find some videos about that. So yes, that'll give you an idea of what kind of content we have.
Basically, everything that's on the Mormon channel will also be on Canal Mormon. It sounds like a lot of the same programs and the same content, but in Spanish.
Yes.
That will be exciting for our listeners to check it out and look at it and find their same programs. And maybe if they speak English as a second language, they might enjoy hearing it in their native language of Spanish. So that's really wonderful. So April 8th is when Canal Mormon launches. Anything else that you want to tell our listeners?
It's a great tool for members to share the gospel with those their friends. They have excellent videos. They are very uplifting. And I believe it's going to be a very good media that... for your daily life, it can help you, you know, lift your spirit and learn some more of the gospel. And not only the gospel, but the messages help you to be a better person. And if we can accomplish that, that would be great. So if you want to contact us, you can email us at canalmormon@ldschurch.org. And we will be happy to answer any questions.
Wonderful. Anything else that we should know about?
Yes. The way to access Canal Mormon, if you want to download the app, we don't have our own app yet, but we are under the Mormon Channel app. So if you go to the Mormon Channel app and you go to your settings and then switch it to Español, then you will get your content in Spanish. So that's how you would access the app. If you go to our website, it would be canalmormon.org. And also you can find us, as I mentioned before, on our Canal Mormon YouTube, Google+, Twitter, Pinterest, and Facebook page as well.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for coming on the show today. So glad to have you guys here.
Thank you for having us, and it's great, and we are looking forward for everybody to get in touch with us. Thanks.
Look for us, and you'll be glad you did.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us today. If you have any suggestions or comments, please let us know. We want to hear from you. You can email me directly at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can always post on our Facebook wall. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. As we close for today, I want to leave you with a song called Anchor of My Soul, and it's featuring Jenny Jordan Frogley. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Have a wonderful day.
All alone, I leave the harbor. Many oceans to explore. On my own, I face the darkness as I leave behind the safety of the shore. And when I'm tossed upon the water, when winds of change begin to blow, of truth I will follow. The Savior's hope is the anchor of my soul. Sailing on to deeper waters, the journey starts to take its toll, and I am lost amid the battles that test my faith and stretch my soul. And when I'm tossed upon the water, when winds of change somewhere deep inside my heart, I know that when I'm tossed upon the water, when winds of change begin to blow, His words of truth I will follow. The Savior's hope is the anchor of my all alone, I leave the